Was there an episode where we did a Drunker in the Bunker where we talked about Michael Jackson doing the music for Sonic games?
I don't know if we've done that yet. I do know how when we watched Free Willy in St. Mary's, Mrs. Costner made a really big guess. That was her name. Point for us to watch the end of it because it was like Michael Jackson dancing behind a green screen of whales doing whale shit.
Yeah, that's the one where he's got the white shirt on, dude, and he's like blowing
and like,
in the wind.
Yeah, so have you seen the making of that? They had a literal fucking leaf blower with him. Imagine that job. You're like first grip caterer and then like leaf blower.
Michael
and
Jackson blower.
They had to heat the water to 86 degrees. To make it like the perfect temperature for his milky white skin.
It's interesting. Usually there's young kids on the set and it's their job to blow Michael Jackson.
Yes. Well, different. Is the verdict out on that? Are we making fun of Michael Jackson for no reason? Or do you think he was like really raping kids?
Oh, he did it.
You think so?
Michael Jackson? Yeah.
I mean, imagine like his parents gave him pills so he wouldn't go through puberty. And they were cheapskates. Even though the Jackson 5 was rich, he would have to share hotel rooms with his brothers who are much older. So he's 11, and imagine being 11 and your older brother who's 15 or 16 is just railing chicks every night next to you. How do you not grow up wanting to rail more chicks?
Nobody is contesting the fact that Michael Jackson had a weird upbringing. Michael Jackson definitely had a predilection for kids. And I mean, there was that whole documentary that came out after he died. Yeah. Now,
but he had 20 years of people making jokes while he was alive. It was he and his music was that good.
Yeah. I mean, that was like the 90s and the 2000s was if you were famous enough and you had enough money, you could do pretty much whatever you want and get away with it. I mean,
the Catholic Church, they have tons of money. They got away with whatever they wanted. Michael Jackson was still pumping out bangers, dude. We all had to watch Free Willy with Michael Jackson.
You know what's crazy is that the Michael Jackson allegations came out before the Catholic Church allegations, right?
Ooh.
Isn't there a movie with Mark Wahlberg or something where he's a newspaper reporter and they break the scandal about the Catholic Church?
I don't remember that. No.
There's a movie about the news. I think it was like a Boston Globe or something where the ones that broke the scandal about there being.
There's a good one and there's a bad one. There's a Boston Globe and there's a Boston Post. And one is like, I wouldn't wipe my ass with
it. I don't want to get into the minutiae of Boston newspapers, but I'm saying I'm pretty sure it was a Boston newspaper that broke
the
scandal.
It was the Boston Globe.
And they tried to suppress it, obviously, for a while, but eventually they're like, this is too big, and eventually, there's a whole movie about it. But then eventually the information got out there, and everybody was like, oh my god, like this is one of the biggest scandals of all time, and then all these people started coming forward, and then it became like the late night punchline, like the most overdone joke of all time about Catholic priests.
And Michael Jackson, too, those jokes are so overdone.
Yeah, but if I'm not mistaken,
like, molestation, not ideal.
Like, that whole thing didn't come out until, like, the late 90s?
So, I was
But everybody knew that Michael Jackson was touching kids, like, there was
way before that,
I'm saying
third grade,
I'm saying there was a time in third grade, there was a poem. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Michael Jackson is a he used to play with little toys. Now he plays with little boys.
Everyone knows this. It's a staple. It's a Chris Stapleton.
it's a schoolyard staple.
Yes. It's a tag. You're it. Michael Jackson diddles little kids.
And
then he had like 25 more years of Neverland Ranching.
Yeah. He died before it caught up to him. Now, I mean, like, there was a lot of things of him paying off settlements to people, and that's not to say that people didn't probably come up to him and be like, if you don't give me a bunch of money, I'm just going to tell everybody that you molested my son. And there's probably a lot of that where he paid for a lot of stuff to go
the
away.
The bad part is that, I mean, it's all bad, but a lot of the kids that went to Neverland Ranch weren't even sons or daughters. They were foster kids and orphans.
They're owned by the Pepsi
Corporation. Oh snap.
But all I'm saying is there was probably a time somebody probably was like, oh, I can't believe Michael Jackson's out there touching kids. man, why can't he be nice and wholesome like a Catholic priest? And then like 5 years later, they're like, oh no! The reason why I'm asking you this question is because there's a whole thing about Michael Jackson doing the music, the soundtrack for Sonic 3.
Wait, what? Sonic 3?
Yeah, Sonic 3.
The Sega Genesis game.
The Sega Genesis
Not
game.
Not Knuckles or Fisting or whatever movie is coming out right now.
He may have even done... First of all, why is Idris Elba playing the voice of Knuckles? I never saw Knuckles as like an Idris Elba.
I mean, they couldn't get a ginger? Is that cultural misappropriation? Shouldn't they get a ginger to play Knuckles, bro?
But he does have red hair. He has red fur, right?
Are we talking about the same Idris Elba? I don't think he has red hair.
Idris Elba. No, I'm saying Knuckles has red
hair.
Yeah,
I know. They should get a ginger to play Knuckles.
That's why I said fur. Idris Elba doesn't have fur.
Well, you know.
He's a human man.
You don't know him like I do. He's cuddly. Did you know that I'm richer than one of the most prolific R&B singers?
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Yeah, I want you to guess. He's a very prolific... Actually, anyone listening to the show might be richer than Usher. I saw him perform at the Grand Wailea a couple years ago.
Did he not get paid for the thong song?
Faded, dude. Usher was not the thong song. That was Cisco. And Cisco also did not get paid for the thong song because he stole most of it from somebody else. But that's enough for another episode. Vince, I want you to guess this musician, okay? He's stuck in a closet. It's remixed to Ignition.
Oh, R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, did you know that you and I are both significantly more wealthier than the hottest R&B singer of all time, R. Kelly? He is currently worth, how much do you think R. Kelly is worth right now?
He's probably owes money to the state, right?
He's negative $2 million. Wow. Negative $2 million, bro. He could run for president and he'd win.
He's probably got more money than Donald Trump. Not only is Donald Trump running out of money, but also now he's going to get hit for his Chicago Tower. He might owe $100 million in back taxes.
I know.
It's like dire times for Donald Trump. Although, to be fair... He did get a pretty good come up with the whole, you know how he like stole a bunch of secret government nuclear documents?
Everyone knows about this.
Sold them to Saudi Arabia.
Also, hashtag freedom, you know. It's not illegal if the president does it.
Apparently, the Supreme Court was like, nah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Or some judge was like.
The Supreme Court that he appointed. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. All right, on Drunker in the Bunker, KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui.
This episode is never going to air on.
It's not.
You already said rape like three times.
I mean, that's a par low for us. I have to turn my phone off the next time we have a Biscuits and Gravy Show. I am getting inundated with adult diaper ads. Adult diaper ads has taken over all of my social medias, dude. All my
I used to get a lot of ads for Biden. But then I started saying the N-word around my phone, and now I get Trump ads.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Let's play the intro song.
Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria.
Yeah. Good morning, Aloha Biscuiteers. You got dialed on into the Truth Network. That's right. This is not NPR. This is BGR, baby. That's National Pretentious Radio. And this is Biscuits and Gravy Radio. We got radio smothered and covered. Biscuits and Gravy, nothing but home-cooked conversation. And everyone listening to the show, minus a couple VIP celebs that call in, we are all more wealthy than a bunch of R&B singers that we had sex with.
You almost said sex with. That would be Michael Jackson. Okay. So,
okay, not for nothing, but like, well, you've seen Michael Jackson dance, right?
The best part about
Michael Jackson, he's got like the good dance moves. I bet you he's jaying off super good.
Michael. So you're saying there's like a direct correlation to how good your dance moves are
and
how good you are at being able to pleasure yourself?
Dancing is a vertical move that represents horizontal thought.
Well, that's why they call sex the horizontal mambo.
Yeah. And who has mambos?
And
the
by
Jackson
they,
family.
I mean. That was a colloquialism that I heard in the show Family Matters. And I think it was Steve Urkel who said the phrase horizontal mambo.
Ooh, not Steve Urkel, man.
And I've been using that one ever since.
Yeah, dog.
I was like, I can't wait till I get older and do the horizontal mambo.
I've been tucking my shirt in lately. So I regret that move.
Here's the best part about...
I mean, have you noticed that, Vince? I've been tucking my shirts in lately. I had a month and a half, ladies and gentlemen, where I was tucking my shirts in. Bad move. Bad move.
Did you see the Rory Scovel HBO special?
Of course I did. It's fantastic. He's going to win an Emmy for this.
He has a joke about tucking his shirt in.
Yeah. And then about a week later, I stopped tucking my shirt in.
I saw you tucking your I'm watching you. I'm like, what's the deal? Why are you tucking your shirt in?
During the same time period where I had my shirt tucked in, people kept asking me to join Jehovah's Witnesses.
There's people out there that unironically tuck their shirt in. And for a brief period of time, you were one of them.
I was tucking my shirt in,
You were, like, actually tucking your shirt in.
I was. And
well, I would only do it as a joke.
Did you know that your hips are not, three inches above your penis? Your hips are, like, right below your belly button. I didn't know this until recently.
The thing about tucking your shirt in is if you tuck your shirt in, you have to have a belt. Or else you just have those exposed
Ooh,
belt loops.
No. And if you have, like, light-colored Levi's jeans... And you got exposed loops. That's a sexy-ass motherfucking look.
I don't like the exposed loops, be them jeans.
I love it. You got light Levi's, baby.
Jeans. Jeans may be passable.
Because absurdly white jeans with the big loops, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've got a pair of white pants that I could probably get away with.
I ain't never seen you in white pants. I've never seen you in pants, dude.
I wear them in Vegas.
Oh, all right. Well, wasted.
No, there's a picture of you and me outside of the Highly Miley General Store, and I think I'm wearing white pants.
Oh, speaking of which,
check your Instagram.
I saw a TV show, and Highly Miley General Store was on it.
Right.
And they delivered
and it was the one that I was
you out.
I'm going to have to rewatch it because I know I'm in there. And
also, Bev Gannon has man hands. She is like ginormous number one fingers.
The camera guy saw me take the most photogenic bite of a burger. It looked so good.
Got to say, you are, when it comes to it, it's erotic the way you eat burgers.
I look good
bro.
Eating on camera.
You look so good eating on camera.
If it's one thing I've learned from us doing our YouTube series.
We have a food YouTube series? Oh, that's where we're famous, bro.
It's Ono Eats Maui. Go check it out right now. We're currently doing a video on the best burger on Maui.
Spoiler alert.
We'll talk about that later. But
I flip-flopped. We're going to talk about this later. I thought clean burgers were for the win. I was wrong.
I knew you would come to the dark side. Now, here's one of the good things about doing...
Is this rye or is this bourbon? What are we drinking?
That's a bullet rye.
Ooh.
This is Drunker in the Bunker.
This is about to be Drunkest in the Bunker.
We are not on KKU 88.5, the voice
of
gravy.
No, you're going to edit out.
We are not on live TV. We are in my living room drinking
AKA
alcohol.
The Biscuits and Gravy Bunker.
Smoking alcohol and drinking marijuana. And one of the best things about not doing the show live is that we can pause and look stuff up.
And urinate.
The name of the movie about the Boston Globe reporters is called Spotlight. And it stars Michael Keaton and Mark Ruffalo, friend of the show, Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, and Michael Keaton, whose real name is Michael Douglas. Just saying.
Rachel McAdams, John Slattery, Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci, dude. He's one of my favorite.
Liev Schreiber.
Stanley Tucci loves the Biscuits and Gravy show.
Billy Crudup?
Billy Crudup. I always say crude.
Crudup?
Why is it Crudup, but it's Crudo?
Because it's Italian. Crudo is an Italian word, and so in Italian, they pronounce the U with a full oo. But I think Billy
Crudup.
I don't know, is he Italian?
I think everything should just be Italian.
It's C-R-U-D. That's crud. It's Crudup. I think it's Billy Crudup.
Crudup.
He's so good in that show. What is it? What's that show he's on?
The show
with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, the morning show.
Morning show. Yeah, he's so
good.
Oh,
the morning show. How'd you forget? Come out, man.
Morning show is so
also,
good.
Also, Jennifer Aniston, bro. How she still got it?
So,
remember there was a time in your
Boston
life where
Globe.
You probably didn't want to bang 50-year-olds.
The
if
Boston
you ain't never
Globe
seen the morning show. I call it the Morning Wood Show.
The Boston Globe exposed the Catholic Church in 2002.
Okay, so 2002.
So it's imagine this.
But
it's,
the Catholic, it's it was way to, before then, though, the Catholic jokes came. So 1999, when I was in St. Mary's Grammar School, and we were going out to do confession in the hallway with
I guess
Father
it was always,
Gay.
It must have always been like an open secret then, right?
I mean, we all had a joke. Me and Louis Pelosi and Michael Palumbo and Corey Charlow, we all covered our butts humorously when we went out to do confession. My whole sixth grade year. My whole seventh grade year.
Huh. What year was that?
Well, I graduated in 02. And so I started in... Yeah, so it would have been like 1999, 2000, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, everybody must have known, right?
Yeah. So what's even weirder is...
I'm interested in knowing the timeline. When did the jokes... Like
the
when
jokes
did, when
were
did
around
the jokes start?
My whole life, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, well, my dad would... Like they'd burn the incense or whatever, and he'd be like, covering up the lube. And I'm like, I'm five. I don't know what you're talking about.
Does lube have a smell?
I mean, ask Father Bevren, you know?
I guess. Well, so...
ask Adam and Eve.
So, Michael Jackson...
I don't know why I call it KY jelly. They should call it K9 jelly, because I use it for doggy style.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you use it for having sex with dogs.
No, they're too aggressive.
I had sex with a German shepherd, and all his sheep ran away.
These are good mics.
They are good mics.
Yeah.
I've got some good quality equipment here that we use to record on. Our stuff is better than KAKU's stuff.
Yeah, an entire radio station that exists.
These microphone cords are called, I think they're called Roadhog. they're like the best microphone cables. Like, a lot of times microphone cables, you know this from doing comedy, is that microphone cables, after you handle them long enough, they start to like break and crack, and then they don't make that connection anymore.
And it sucks, dude, because you're saying a punchline, and then all of a sudden it's...
These mic cables are super heavy duty, and they're specifically made for touring bands who are constantly breaking
packing
down
and repacking.
Repacking exactly all their microphone
Speaking
cables.
Speaking of packing and repacking, priests.
Oh, I thought you were going to say weed. We should smoke
Y'all want to smoke? Ladies and gentlemen,
we should smoke
Instagram
some weed.
We should smoke some motherfucking weed.
And I got some pizza in the toaster oven.
You do? That's not a euphemism.
Right
Bring
now.
The pizza. Guys, today's show is underwritten in part by Manny Pacquiao's Backpacks. If you want to pack backpacks, pack Pacquiao.
Wait, that's the first one on top of the deck.
I didn't know that.
You just said that one without even looking, but the
You're
very first
me.
One on top is Manny Pacquiao's
Manny
backpack.
Manny Pacquiao's Backpacks. When you need a quality backpack, yeah. You'd think after 7 years of him being my sponsor, I would know the tagline, but I got it. Well, I'm in sync, baby.
Instead of splitting up, why don't we cut? To the sponsors.
We're holding hands.
I'm gonna cut.
Do you like
to hold
hands?
I got a whole deck of sponsors here. I'm gonna cut the one right now.
Mm.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Most Deaf's hearing aids. Get less deaf with Most Deaf. They're black on both sides.
Yeah. So they're not playing a lot of Columbo.
Go ahead,
TV
cut to
anymore.
A sponsor.
All right, sure. I'm gonna cut to one right here.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Biscuits and Gravy Show. The Biscuits and Gravy Show is underwritten in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like Britney Spears Hair Cutting Scissors. For the best in shears, get Britney Spears!
The only thing about not recording at KKU is that there's no Tony.
Tony!
We can call for Tony. He won't come, though.
He does live around here.
Tony! Wait, he lives around here?
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, somewhere between your house and my house.
You mean like on Maui?
Yeah, that's what I
mean. Or he lives in Kihei.
I don't know where he lived. I've known him for 10 years. I don't know if he has family. I don't know anything about him.
Wait, so you're telling me he commutes to town to
yeah,
go work at KKU?
Yeah, and they pay him like less than minimum wage. They pay him through stipends.
I don't think they pay him at all.
So
I think they pay him in scrip. And then
man, if you have prescriptions to codeine, give us a call. 808-877-3435.
Oh, wait, we're getting a call. It's Christy.
Ah, the love of my life. I'm very upset. As you all know, I love watching old-timey mystery shows, right?
All right.
What's one of your old-timey mystery shows, Vincent Fodi, on the Vincent Gravy Show, KKU 88.5, The Voice of Manly?
What do you mean by old-timey?
You like Columbo! I don't know why you took so long to answer that. I'm going to answer it for you. You like Columbo.
We all know that I like Columbo.
I also enjoy Columbo.
As a matter of fact,
Just one more thing.
As a matter of fact, since we're in my living room.
This bourbon is so good. Is it not bourbon? It tastes better.
I can go grab something right now. Hold on a second. When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Downtown.
This is why our Drunker in the Bunker episodes never have any continuity, because we pause it to go do other stuff, and then we come back and we're in the middle of a different conversation.
All right, so before we left, I was talking about detective shows from the past.
And I went to go grab what's right in front of you right now. It's a
Columbo and a Coke
Lego
box?
It's a Columbo Lego minifigurine.
Oh. It looks like a cocaine. Oh, it's cool. Is his car in it? Is a cigar?
There's a picture of his car inside the little...
And another
so
thing.
It looks like an Altoids mini box, which is funny that you say it, because I actually...
You keep cocaine in a mini Altoids
box. I usually keep my cocaine in a mini
Why
Altoids
box. Why is cocaine illegal? It's so much fun and it's rad.
Probably because it's extremely addictive and harmful
so it's
to
like,
people.
So are Oreos.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, sugar's more addictive.
Yeah, sugar kills everybody. If you're listening to the show, it's because you haven't had enough sugar. You're not dead.
I can also carbs. I cannot do cocaine, but I can't not eat like bread for more than a month.
I'm pretty good on bread, except for our burger expeditions, which we're going to talk about later on Gluttony Club.
But my sister got me that for Christmas. It's such a cool thing because I was into the two things I was into that year were Columbo and Legos, and she got me a Columbo minifigure.
When you get
By the
into
way,
things, you get so beyond preoccupied, fixated in it.
We
like,
by
are
the
you
way,
on the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm like you when you're picking your ears.
Oh my god, dude, I love picking my ears. I'm so
I
glad
know,
you said that.
I know it's weird.
So
I'm not
after
glad
we got
I said
back
that.
From
Hold
Japan,
on, I just want to say something real quick.
They had the black ear Q-tips in
don't,
Japan.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh my god, bro.
I don't
want to
hear about
oh.
it. It's gross. I know.
They go in farther.
Ooh. Christy like doesn't let you have Q-tips because you
does,
abuse them.
She does hide
and
them
then you
me.
Went into we were at the meat boat place in Japan, and you went in the bathroom.
They
and
had
like,
some in the bathroom.
They had Q-tips in the bathroom, and you like putting them in your pockets.
I gave myself an ear infection. It was so good. It was so good.
Anyway, today's Mother's Day. The day that we're recording this episode is on Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, including my sister, who's a
also
new mom. This
a
is her
mo-
first
she's
Mother's
a real,
Day.
She's a real mother.
Hold on, let me cut to another sponsor.
I want to talk more about
today's show is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Dictionaries. Have no worries, Benedictionaries.
I'll cut the deck.
Cut the deck.
Thank you for tuning into the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Today's show is under and apart by... Today's show is underwritten in part by Colin Powell's Enemas.
First of all, it's colon.
Colon Powell's Enemas. Make your colon go pow! When you think feces, think Colin Powell.
I
Warning,
always do.
May cause war.
I forgot that was the tag. Oh, I'm
I've been watching a lot of Murder, She Wrote lately. Have you been watching Murder, She Wrote?
So Murder, She Wrote is like the yin and yang of Columbo.
Yeah, and so similarly...
she's like the female detective.
It spans three decades.
It's a three-decade-long show that's beloved by boomers.
It's and Chuck Soss. I am like totally in agreement on how much I love these shows. I've been slaying Murder, She Wrote lately, dude. It's like, you ever like go into Macy's and you think of a mannequin and you're like, who the hell would ever wear that? Murder, She Wrote wears that.
I have this weird relationship with Murder, She Wrote and like canned beets and and canned fruit salad.
So beets give me erections. So I'm crazy wondering where this goes.
Well, now I'm disconcerted because you just ate a bunch of beets in my kitchen. Like,
yeah, and I'm going to get
like
stiffy like there is no tomorrow. I cannot sleep on my stomach tonight.
You can have a stiff drink. How about that? Cheers, buddy.
Cheers, my dears.
When I was younger, around the same time that Murder, She Wrote was like on the air was the same
so
time
you're like
that
an infant.
Do you remember when ShopRite used to have the Can-Can sale?
Can-Can, yeah, dude, the can they were doing the thing, the legs.
My dad would buy like a decade's worth of canned food, and we had like tons of canned beets and canned fruit salad in the basement.
Okay, so canned beets, if they're sliced super thin, like shredded style, super good. Canned beets bigger than an eyeball, never good.
Beets are a rare thing that I used to not like when I was a kid, and now I like them. Do you have something like that you used to not like it as a kid, but then your taste buds matured?
Pussy. All right.
I don't like the way the show is going.
No one does. So I've watched a lot of Murder, She Wrote lately. And here's the thing, right? I want to remake the show.
I really want to cut that out.
So I've watched a lot of Murder, She Wrote lately. And what if, like, they're not showing us the whole thing? Because imagine if you had a friend, right? And every time you went to a wedding or on a vacation or you're at the gas station or just bumbling around town, three people die around her every week. So what if she's actually killing people the whole time? I want to remake Murder, She Wrote.
What is the premise of Murder, She Wrote?
So Murder, she's already an author. She's a detective murder mystery author. Like,
okay,
a paperback.
But she doesn't work for the police.
She doesn't work for the police. And usually
but
the
she
police
just
in
happens
it are
to...
like bumbling idiots in like Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, so it's a documentary.
She's usually solving these crimes.
So she solves the crimes because she's like a mystery writer?
Yes.
Okay. And then she gets all the evidence and gives it to the detectives, and then they swoop in and solve the crime.
I've watched a lot of Murder, She Wrote. A lot of the times the way they solve the murder is that the murderer knew the secret passageway.
Oh.
Or had a key to get out of it. Whoa.
Man, I wish I had a secret passageway in my house.
Yeah, so you could murder people.
So you know Bezos' house, right? Down at La Perouse?
Of course I do. I go snorkeling all the time.
If
I put my clothes
if you don't live
on
Maui,
the Do Not Disturb sign.
You might not know that Jeff Bezos has a big house
in
South Maui.
Richest bastard in the world.
Like 20 minutes from here. You know he's got like all kinds of like he's got like a one of those bookshelves where you pull the book out and then the whole thing spins around, the whole wall spins around.
Yeah. And like, I hope rich people have that, but I've met rich people and they're usually what the French call a bunch of fucking losers.
Yeah, there's a lot of
they
rich
just
people
don't
who are just like
it.
Boring and don't like to have fun.
They're like, I have a more expensive shell than you do.
Whereas like it's like if I had that much money, my house would just be all bookshelves that spin around.
Like, you ever watch Bond movies? Like, the evil villains in Bond are so cool. The evil villains in America are just a bunch of losers with more money.
Like, look at Mitt Romney.
What a fucking loser!
What does he spend his money on? Paying, like, teams to come to his house and perform at his barbecues and stuff like that? That's so lame.
You could be taking over the world.
KB
with
Toys
lasers.
Died so you could do that. You could have a death ray. Or
okay,
you could
so
have.
KB Toys have died because of Mitt Romney and Joe Lieberman, who just died recently, and I pissed on his grave, and I'm going back to Connecticut next week to piss on his grave again.
Rest in
Joe
piss.
Lieberman tried killing arcades, baby.
Was he the one that hated pinball games?
He hated it, dude. He hated pinball machines.
You may know Joe Lieberman. He was played by Droopy Dog on the on The Daily Show. He was the one that Jon Stewart always did the Droopy Dog impression.
What show is it that had just a ham for hams?
That was Ham Rove. That was on The Colbert Report.
For Carl Rove.
Good times.
So good times, great old
I miss The Colbert Report. He was better as Colbert doing satire than he is late night talk show.
Subtly laughed because CBS has to be completely neutral and whitewashed. Because you know who watches CBS
it's
the most?
It's not subtle at all.
People who have satellite and DirecTV or antennas still.
Well, you know what's crazy though? Like,
no one's watching Colbert Report on Hulu.
You can still be, you don't have to be like pointedly left wing to make fun of Republicans because everything that they do is inherently ridiculous. It's like the president of the United States is currently on trial for having sex with a porn star. That's
not
hilarious.
For having sex with a porn star, for using. Like, illegal funds
for
to pay her off.
For committing crimes around
there's like
the
also
fact that
17,000 other crimes. But Hunter Biden, huh? A rich kid has a drug problem. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, see, that's not funny.
Yeah, it's not funny.
It's not funny at all.
Rich or poor having a drug problem is not funny. And I don't know why we're making fun of Hunter Biden. His mom died.
Marjorie Taylor Greene loves Hunter Biden's penis so much. She has like 1,000 photos of it printed out. And, like, she probably, like, wallpapers her room with it.
Oh, lordy. So this episode is brought to us by Bullet Bourbon. Yeah. And Bullet Rye, which is stronger. Did you know all the 7-Elevens
say
Hawaii?
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo again.
Coming up on the show, we got Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. Before that, we got spoiler alert. We got tons of stuff to spoil. Holy Christ, there's so much stuff to spoil out there. We got Gluttony Club. We're going to talk about food. I have switched from Clean Burger Lovin' to Dirty Burger Lovin'.
You're a Dirty Burger Lovin' boy.
Dude, my favorite burger on our Best Maui Burger video joint is clearly the dirtiest of the burgers. That was so sloppy, I felt like a trough. You're growing a beard, I just noticed. Holy smokes.
I'm not growing a beard.
Well, you just need to shave. I don't know what's going on.
I just have stubble from not having shaved in a couple days.
Oh, yeah.
This is as long as my beard gets.
Oh, yeah? I could shave every day. I just got the most, but this is so gross. It's good. I have moles on my face. You don't have moles. Most of my hair is actually coming out of one mole, and then I comb it around my chin and my mustache.
Your entire beard is made up of one hair coming out of each mole, and it's just 1,000 moles.
Because mole hair is like way thicker and more sporadic and durable.
Yeah, it's like a sturdy bristled broom.
Yeah, mole hair. And it's funny because like mole hair usually means something else in the animal kingdom. But my hair, mole hair, the hair that comes out of moles, ooh, a weed whacker can't cut through it.
How much beard dandruff is in your beard right now?
So much that when I do a line of coke, it reappears after I'm done. I'm done with it.
What's mohair?
I don't know either. I don't know if it's like Muhammad hair or we just can't show it on TV.
I just can't draw a picture of it.
I don't know what mohair is. And it's in Seinfeld. I don't know.
This is a new segment called Boomer Mysteries. This is something that millennials don't know about. There was something called mohair, not mole hair.
No, not mole.
Which is not the hair that comes out of a mole or hair of a mole. I'm talking about something called mohair, M-O-H-A-I-R.
And it's not Larry, Curly, and Moe either. It's entirely another prediction.
No one knows. No millennial knows what mohair is. And we may never know. It's a boomer mystery.
Speaking of mysteries this week, there's a lot of solar flares. Do you know about this?
This is Boomer Mysteries.
Boomer Mysteries.
On
what
KAKU.
Is the internet?
88.5, Drunker in the Bunker. Boomer Mysteries is also Murder, She Wrote.
So she's just killing everybody in every episode.
What's the lady's name who's the main star? Angelica Houston?
Yes, Angelica Pickles.
No, what's her name?
She died Lansbury, something Lansbury. Jessica Lansbury.
Is it Jessica Lansbury? Angela Lansbury.
Angela was
in there.
By our powers combined.
So I killed Angela Lansbury.
As you
by
should.
By accident.
She's killing 3 to 4 people every week.
Diana and I, our first
dance
at our wedding was to the song Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time. Chuck is drunk off wine.
And that song is sung by Angela Lansbury, and she died the day after our wedding.
You know, she was born in 1925?
Really?
25, dude!
Okay, well, maybe
When'd you get married?
October 10th.
Of what year, clearly?
22. It was 10-10-2-2.
So 2-2-25. So she was 97?
Yeah, she must have been almost 100 years old. Good for her.
And so she was doing Murder, She Wrote into the O's. Her last Murder, She Wrote was like 2009.
Diana didn't want us to dance to that song at first because she's like,
that song is so amazing! She could not be more wrong if she tried!
First of all, I picked it.
Yeah, because you're amazing.
Because
I'm
great
wave
at picking first dance wedding songs.
Yeah.
So if you have a wedding coming up.
Everyone knows that.
If you have a wedding coming up, contact me. I'll pick out a great first dance wedding song for you. That's a new service that I have.
Yes.
But,
and you also wear a hot dog suit and dance at people's parties.
That's Maui Singing Telegram. Which, I want a free one. We're going to talk about that later. But I was like, this is a beautiful song. We both love this movie. We both love Disney. It would be really cool to dance to this song. And the lyrics to the song are really great. It's about like
so beautiful.
Getting to learn to know somebody.
Getting to know you.
And about how relationships are about compromise. It's just a beautiful song.
You.
And Diana's like, I don't know if I want to dance to that song. Because it's from Beauty and the Beast. And
she wanted like Finger 11 or some bullshit.
What? She was like, what if people think that I'm the Beast? I'm like, no one's going to think you're the Beast.
No, Vincent Archangel Gravy, the Beast Fody. You're the Beast.
No.
Diana's clearly Belle.
She's clearly the Beauty, and I'm clearly the Beast.
I mean, it's clear enough.
It's no one was going to mistake
it's
her.
It's as clear as Clearasil.
No one was going to mistake her as the Beast. It's absurd.
I don't know, man.
Me on my way to you. I wonder if anybody has
Finger 11 means penis.
I wonder if anyone has ever danced to that Finger 11
I'm
song.
Not paralyzed, but I will be. Are you?
That
my way to you.
That silence you folks just heard was where I edited out all of Chuck's singing.
Please
for the
care.
First time ever, allow me to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Mark Johnson. And then they come out. They come out and that's their first dance is Finger 11 Paralyzer.
Yeah. I'm not paralyzed, but I'm gonna be struck by you.
Everybody's like, I give them 2 weeks.
Their next song is by Bare Naked Ladies. It's called 2 Weeks. You got beautiful pizza right there, brother.
It's a beautiful slice of pizza. I got this pizza from Pizza Madness.
Is that olive?
They have the
it?
Best pizza on island. I can make qualitative statements because this episode is not going to be on the radio.
We're not going to give this to Tony. She's going to repeat the shizzle.
That episode last week with Ramza was really funny.
Fire. Are you going to do an episode without me while I'm gone? With
maybe.
Rhonda and Shane, you should.
Guys, if you haven't heard last week's episode with Rhonda Hansen,
it's probably better than this one, to be honest. Like,
we're less drunk and it's more coherent.
I did get a little morning drunk the last episode.
And cohesive. So, why don't you tell the listeners about Pizza Madness.
Pizza Madness!
If you listened to last week's episode with Rhonda, you would know that she was plugging. She had a trivia night.
So we are
it
all
Simpsons
comedians,
trivia.
Right? This is a cooking comedy show, right? Cooking comedy, conspiracies, a little bit of pornography. I'd like to jerk it. We're
going to talk about a little pornography.
I can't wait, dude.
We're going to talk about sex workers' rights later on in the show.
I'm less happy about that. But anyway, Rhonda not only does all this amazing comedy, she not only writes setup premises and punchlines, right? But she does this the thing every month where it's a trivia show. And we do a lot of trivia, right, Vincent Fodi? We
Rhonda has
trivia.
The hardest job. She has to ask women their weight. Rhonda works at a helicopter place. And when you get on, when you take a helicopter ride, you have to tell them your weight because it's like fuel consumption.
Yeah. Also, people lie. And that's why helicopters are the least friendly way to travel.
That's why. Could you imagine
it's
your
so
helicopter
dangerous.
Crash because you lied about your weight?
That's all I imagine, Vincent Archangel Gravy Fodi.
Also, Rhonda had another job at a zipline place. And she also had to ask people about their weight.
Maybe Rhonda is like a circus clown. She just likes to guess people's weight. And she doesn't
No, she probably would be great at a carnival. She would probably be really good at guessing people's weight because people lie to her about her weight every day.
So we won the trivia show because I am the smartest buffalo around, baby.
Long story short.
If you do not know it, I'm a goddamn genius. Vincent Fodi is also slightly above social standards of intellectual genius as well, right? It's a big loss.
You had like one answer.
We won.
No, it was a team effort.
But we killed
it,
dude.
We all did very well.
It was Simpsons and beer.
That episode, that team was handpicked. We were like an elite squad.
Yes.
Specifically designed to crush it.
Yes.
Pizza and trivia.
We also showed up in a minivan with
it was
a lot
about
of gold necklaces.
The trivia was Simpsons and beer. And so we had you and me on the Simpsons knowledge.
Slayed it, bro. And I got to say, some beer knowledge.
Chris and Jackie on the beer knowledge. And then we had Christy and Shane on general knowledge.
And O.J. Simpson knowledge.
There was
How did you guess 100? Did you guys know this?
There was a question.
O.J. Simpson trial?
There was a question that this is the most absurd trivia question I've ever heard. It was so out of line that Rondo would ask a question that was this hard. The question was, how many days of the O.J. Simpson trial testimony aired on television?
You're going to eat your pizza? I'm going to eat it if you don't.
No, you're not. The answer was 132, right?
And you guessed.
I guessed. And she was like, I'll give you plus or minus 10 days.
So 20-point spread.
And I guessed 130 randomly.
Vincent Archangel Gravy in the house.
I don't know why. It's just like, I my eyes rolled back in my head. I blacked out. And I was like, 130. And then I woke up and it said 130 on the paper. Needless to say, we crushed it. We got a bunch of like Maui Brew Co. merch. We got Simpsons merch. I got Simpsons stickers. I got a Simpsons Lego minifigure of Groundskeeper Willie.
I love Simpsons minifigures. Any of the Lego minifigures, dude, the ones that come in a packet.
He's got a plunger, and the plunger is actually like a squishable rubber. It's great.
It's crazy. I clogged up your toilet, and you unplugged it with it.
Yeah, I picture you on a little toilet that I can unplug with a Lego plunger.
Ugh. Thanks you for tuning in to the Biscuits and Gravy Show on not KAKU 88.5. We're just gonna play like Biscuits and Gravy themed songs.
I can't day drink without falling asleep.
Is that why you were like come over later and later and later?
No, because it's Mother's Day, so I had to go into work at like 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh,
which
I want to stop and get some booze and
I usually
some
don't wake
in.
Up till like 10:30.
I'm like a 7 a.m. latest every day guy.
I had to wake up at like 7:30 today.
You live in luxury and get to wake up at 10. What time do you go to bed at night?
Like 2 or 3.
I am so jealous of your life. You have to go to bed at 2 or 3 in the morning and wake up at 10?
Yeah. I specifically...
You look so young and virile and handsome. Is that the secret?
I specifically tailored my life. I hate, one of my least favorite things in life is waking up to an alarm clock and having to get up in the morning before I'm ready to wake up. It's like one of my most hated things in all of life. So
you do not like waking up and putting on a little bit of makeup.
So I customized my life around the idea of I don't want to have to wake up early or use an alarm clock.
And I want to smoke an eighth of weed every day.
I don't smoke an eighth of weed every day.
You don't think you smoke an eighth of weed every day?
No.
Do you have like a really good bong or something?
I got a bong packed right there. Why don't you hit it?
I would love to hit this bong,
bro. Why don't
you
hit that bong? I packed it up just for you.
Call me Officer Thompson. I'm going to hit this shit super hard.
All right. I'll hold the microphone. You just hit the bong, okay? Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's some good audio right there.
I'm going to eat some steak real quick. Hold on.
All right. So, Chuck, why don't you tell us, why don't we do a little like gluttony club? Why don't you tell us about the steak that you're eating right now? Tell us about the...
Here come the meat sweats.
You smoked that steak?
So I want to talk about yourself. Meat sweats for a little bit. So I am a professional stand-up comedian, and I do radio with you, but basically those jobs don't pay a lot of money, and
You're getting further away from it.
I have a sales job. I smoked some meat. I had a guest yesterday explain to me what the meat sweats were as if I was completely unfamiliar with the meat sweats.
Not only do I get the meat sweats, but I have something called, I experience a phenomenon called the food stares. When I get really, really full, you probably noticed this before, I hit this wall and you can tell when I'm done eating because like... I start to like stare off into the middle distance, and I'm like I'm done.
Way on yonder in the outer hills.
I get the food stares. Like I get so full that like I stop talking.
Ugh! I love smoking meats though. So
yeah,
today
I have a job that's not related to food.
But I still smoke a
but
lot of
But you
meats.
Have a meat smoker out
at
back
work,
of
yeah.
your job, and you just, like, go into work and smoke meats all day.
I love living in Maui. You
so
can do whatever
of,
you want.
What cut of this? What cut of meat?
It's so I was chuck at Costco, steak? And it was a chuck roast, but it was an American Wagyu chuck roast. So really good marbling, tons of fat.
American Wagyu's good.
Tons of flavor.
Chuck roast is usually better in like a stew or something like that, but you slow smoked it. So
I slow smoked it,
nice
so I marinated it for 2 days with lime and pretty much like jalapeno.
It's very limey.
Definitely, it's very British.
Like when you taste it, it's the first thing you notice is like citrus and pepper. It's really good.
And then I love harsh, brutal mesquite, or as we call it here, cayave.
Cayave. We never talked about the sausage that I made. The last time that I smoked something, my wife and I spent all day making sausage, and then I smoked it in the pellet smoker, and then you came over to my house, and I gave you a bunch of it to take home. Did you share it with your wife?
I did not. I ate all of it.
I gave you like 2 pounds of sausage.
You gave me 3 pounds of sausage.
I gave you a lot.
And I ate all of it.
I gave you a lot of homemade smoked sausage. It was that good, huh?
Yeah. Also, when you give me Christmas cookies, don't tell Christy that you give me. I'm not going to share with her.
It's not the Christmas cookies. It's the Pizzelles.
Ah, that's what I want in life, dude, is those. And you gave it to her last time and not me. I'm very upset.
Well, because I was tired of Christy getting mad at me, because every time like I would make Pizzelles, I would give them to you, and you would eat them all and not give Christy
eat
any.
All of them.
And then Christy would be upset about it. So now I'm just like, I'm going to give all the Pizzelles to you, Christy, and then if you decide that Chuck is allowed to have any, then you can have some.
Benedictine son of a bitch.
So next time, I'm going to give Christy
no,
like, all
don't
the
give her
Pizzelles.
Anything.
But then I'm also going to give you your own secret stash of pizza.
Okay, sweet. She'll eat a little bit and then savor it. And before you know it, it's gone. And me, I'm the other way. I feast on it. I'm erotic with it. I just down it, baby.
I know that all too well.
Sometimes
when,
I just sit
when
on my
hands.
When
you and I go
and
out
feast
to a restaurant, like, I have the. It's almost a problem. Where
it's landfill and landfill too when you and I go out. Baby.
I eat so fast that like,
you do eat a little fast.
I eat so fast that then like everybody else is like a quarter of the way through their meal and I'm done and then I'm like, oh no, now I have to sit here and wait for everybody else to finish eating.
No, that's when I sit there and then other people offer me more food and then I get to eat their food. Can we stop so I can eat some food and drink and smoke?
That can be arranged.
All right.
All right, hold on. Before we pause it, though.
I'm on my side.
Let's cut to... Yeah.
I'm just...
You're, like, laying down recording this episode. Hold on. I'm going to cut to a sponsor. Today's show is brought to us by Rick Astley's Rickshaw Rides. He's never going to let you down, but he will pick you up in one of his fabulous rickshaws.
Never going to let you down, but he will pick you up.
Oh, that's a good one.
Today's show is underwritten in part by our good dear friends down at Justin Trudeau's Real Bread. Because real bread can only come from a Trudeau.
That's Trudeau. Yeah, you said down at, but it's up at. There are neighbors to the north.
Oh, well, I'm on the ground, and I'm flip side down. You don't know what direction I'm in.
All right, so we're going to pause it, and then I guess we're going to drink some more alcohol. And
just a little bit.
Oh, we'll be
also,
right back after these messages.
We'll do a follow-up junction as well.
Oh, why don't we play, I know. Let's play like one of our sister shows from overseas.
Play Beef and Broccoli.
We're not playing Beef and Broccoli.
Play Beef and Broccoli.
Oh, hurro.
Okay, we're not playing.
Let it ride. Let it ride.
It's like it's immediately offensive. We'll play Wine and Cheese.
Oh, bonjour. Do you like cooking? Do you like comedy? How about cooking? Well, if so, tune in every Wednesday at 11 for Wine and Cheese. Enjoy such segments as Comedy Cafe, Culinary Cabaret, and Chucky Doodle and Knowledge Poodle. So don't forget to tune in every Wednesday at 11 to 88.5 WFRG, the voice of cheese.
Fromage.
We're back here on the Biscuits and Gravy Show. And we just ate some smokehouse cheddar onion cheese. It's quite delicious. What do you think, Chuck?
So good.
For those of you listening at home, Chuck said it's so good. off microphone. And we just want to reiterate that today is Mother's Day. This episode won't be coming out till probably like Wednesday. When do you? We're recording this ahead of time because Chuck is flying out. You're flying back to the East Coast, back to your home of Connecticut, right?
Yeah, Doug, I'm going home for a couple days. I've been out here for so long, I can't believe I call it home.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, I would have lived out here longer than I would have lived there, but I still call there home when I go.
I know. Well, I mean, like, that's where you were born.
I got a piece
of where you grew up.
Roasted sweet pepper. So, those, you know, those sweet peppers from Costco that are really small?
Yeah. You roasted those?
You got to get them pretty burnt.
I do, like, 400 degrees for 20 minutes on one side and then 20 minutes on the other side, and that gets the skin completely blistered. And then when you take them out, you put them in a bag, you cover them up, you let them cool for like a half hour to an hour, and then the skin just slides right off and you got these like, these...
So sweet and so delicious.
Oh, man. I slice them up. I make a pepperonata.
I all the seeds out of it, though, especially if it's spicy. I like to eat some seeds in.
I always take all the seeds out. Today's show is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Dictionaries. Make no... Have no worries. Oh, I'm going to recut because I messed it up. Here we go.
You're going to have a real fun time with this show.
Jackie Gleason's Creasons, the best celebrity in... Fuck. I think I'm drunk. All right, hold on. Third time's a charm. Here we go. This one I can't mess up. Today's show is brought to us by Matt Damon's Exorcisms. Need to get out the demons?
Get out the demons!
Very
Matt
good. All
right. Damon's that, Exorcisms.
That was a good one. Chuck, do you hear that sultry sound?
That sultry sound can mean one thing and one thing only. It's time! For the greatest segment on the Biscuits and Gravy Show. That's right. That is Nelson Rangel. And this is Morningwood with Vince Foti.
If you're listening at home...
I'm Starfish, baby. Cut me into pieces and make more of me.
Chuck is now completely horizontal. He's laying on his back recording this episode.
Horizontal mambo.
Chuck is doing the horizontal mambo. Here on Drunker in the Bunker. Today's show is brought to us by Anthony Hopkins Pogo Sticks. When you want to get Hopkins,
get Hopkins.
So this week for Morningwood, I've got some good news for you, Chuck.
Did you get a lot of beets? Avocados do it too. Just give me huge stiffies.
Have you ever gone to Belgium and had sex with a prostitute and thought to yourself, I wish that this sex worker had more rights?
You know what, Vincent Foti? When I think of Belgium, I only think of having more
Slide
rights.
Slide down. You're getting too close to me.
All right. Hold on. All right. Hold on.
Well, this week, Chuck, I'm happy to announce that Belgian sex workers are going to get health insurance, pensions, and maternity leave.
Wow. Do they start a new career at Disney?
Now, here's the question. Maternity leave. Is that only if they get pregnant from as like an occupational hazard?
Ooh. Now, they say condoms are only 90% effective.
And this is very apropos for Mother's Day.
But do people lie?
Maternity leave. We don't even get maternity leave in America.
You know.
And prostitutes and sex workers in Belgium are getting maternity leave. This is amazing.
Well, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So Belgium kind of had a little kerfuffle in the Congo, and now sex workers have rights. It's amazing.
I saw a sex worker movie called Kerfuffle in the Congo. So imagine...
Kerfuffle in the Congo.
You're a Belgian sex worker. You spend all day getting railed in Belgium, and then you go
probably
home...
probably just get railed like four or five times a day.
You go home to your husband, and you're like, you know what? I think it's time for us to start a family.
He's got dinner making it. He's got the garbage emptied. He talked to your mom last week.
Now you can have a child. You get to get maternity leave.
All right. Well, how many porn stars do you follow the intricate details of their life that then become married, right?
Yeah, it's like it's
and have
it's,
babies.
It sounds
Gabby
weird.
Gabby Carter had a kid. Did I tell you that yet?
It sounds weird because it seems
her Ariel
like,
has got fucked.
It sounds like people.
They're so hot.
It seems like look at Lana Rhodes. Lana Rhodes, one of our
yes, Please tell me to look at Lana Rhoades more.
She is one of the most prolific porn stars of our lifetime.
Good, dude.
And she has a kid now.
Here's the thing, though. If you're having, I think,
so
you raise
an interesting question. So if you're a child.
Bigger dicks, longer sets.
Would you rather, if you were a child, would you rather your mom be a porn star or a prostitute?
Well, only because porn is legal, and unless you're in Belgium or one small town in Nevada.
I think porn star, because at least you can take some sort of, like, Lana Rhoades is famous.
Well, porn stars is tough because, like,
it's like people write
Stacey's
people write
got it
songs
going on.
About Riley Reid. You know what I mean?
Have, like, you ever seen her butt cheeks flibble?
Of course. Riley Reid is famous. Lana Rhoades is famous. These people really are stars. Lana Rhoades is a millionaire.
But what if you are
a sex worker? She's a
and
multi-millionaire.
You're not as famous.
So, I mean, like, okay, if we're talking
about... If your mom used to be a hooker, you could be like, no, she's not. But if your mom has
been documented
on Brazzers and won several
AVN awards. Yeah. Now, like, so, now you do make an interesting point because...
No, she's not. So, and I'm like, she was the 2017 winner and the 2018 winner and the 2019 winner and the 22 winner.
So
she didn't do it during COVID.
All right. So theoretically... Hypothetically, in this situation, I see what you're saying. Like, would you rather your mom just be like an average everyday whore?
A whore?
Because then you could. Because then there's plausible deniability.
Because
I don't know. Like, I feel like if your mom was a prostitute, some kid at the school is gonna find out, and then you still have to deal with the fallout from that, right? Do you think it's possible that your mom could be a prostitute? And you could go through your entire school career and A, never find out, and B, nobody at school ever finds out?
Well, here's the question.
That's a minefield.
What if it doesn't give them trauma?
It takes one PTA meeting, and your whole world is crumbling down.
PTSD meeting, bro.
So you're saying that what if it doesn't give you trauma?
Yeah.
What if you don't care?
You know, what if the...
If you're just proud about it? Well, I don't know. Like, maybe if you live in Belgium, there's not as much of a stigma about it. So I guess I'd rather have my mom be... If my mom's going to be a whore, I'd rather her be a famous whore.
Wait, I don't know. That's a tricky
That doesn't sound right coming off the top.
If you want your mom to be a famous whore, give us a call. 808-873-3435.
Maybe that's not such a great thing.
Especially call us during all the other Akaku shows on 88.5 The Voice of Maui.
This is not a great topic for Mother's Day. I feel like we're disrespecting mothers.
Have you been on Pornhub today? It's the greatest day to be on Pornhub or Xvideos.
Is it like MILF Day?
Every stepson is given every single person a massage, and the stepsister slash other stepmom is always falling out of the closet and trying to help.
Today is the day where all the MILFs are stuck in the dryer. So to all you MILFs out there stuck in the dryer, we just want to say today's your day. You deserve to be stuck in a dryer.
Also, those dryers are so big.
No one's ever been stuck in a dryer.
Would you rather have your
dad... It's not even a logical premise.
Are you telling me that pornography is full of illogical premises?
Would you rather your dad be a famous porn star or like a two-bit gigolo?
Now, I'd rather have my dad be a famous porn star than a male prostitute any day of the week.
You're listening to KKU 88.5.
We are a community-supported radio show. Now we free speech.
Well, I'm going to cut to another sponsor. Today's show is brought to us by Jason Bateman's Fishing Supplies. The master fisherman needs a master Bateman.
Today's show is underwritten in part by Benedict Cumberbatch's Dictionaries.
We
have no worries with Benedictionaries.
We read that one like twice already.
Well, he's a good sponsor for the show.
Ooh,
today's show is
Ryan's
underwritten
good.
In part by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cumberbuns.
But his cummerbunds
go to waste? Wow.
I think it's something,
yeah,
like that.
Something like that. I was getting massaged the other day, and it started playing not massage-themed music. And it started
Was it
playing,
Finger 11?
It started playing theme music of 1990s action movies.
Really?
So I'm like getting a deep rub, and all of a sudden the theme song to Last of the Mohegans comes on.
Nothing's more erotic than Kevin Costner.
Oh, my God, dude. Holy smokes. All
right, so that was Morning
Wood. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Why don't we do...
You don't pick your ears either. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
You don't, though. I never notice you pick your ears, ever.
I pick my ears.
You do in private?
I just... it's not... I do it out of necessity. It's not like...
I do it like a dog. I'm like sticking my toenail in it and doing it on the ground. I'm just getting into it, dude. I don't know why dogs are so good.
It's not as much of a visceral experience for me like it is for you.
Dude, I love scratching myself too, dude. I'm all about it.
Do you want to play a game?
I would love to play a game.
Or, I mean, like, we're already pushing it time-wise.
We could probably cut off half of the show.
Yeah, I'm going to cut out, like, half of this anyway.
What game should we be playing?
Do you want to play Are You Smarter Than an Immigrant?
I would love to. Thank you for tuning in to KAKU 88.5, the voice of...
Gravy.
This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vince Foney. He's my cohort. My co... something, and even a co-host. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. I'm gonna have some.
Oh, I love Bullet Rye.
Bullet Rye is fantastic.
All right, so we're gonna play a game.
Where's the meat? Where'd it go? Is it over there?
Oh, I don't know.
We had food on two tables.
I ate it while you were laying down.
I've been on all the floors.
Like laying down on the job. All right. So we're going to play a game today. It's called Are You Smarter Than an Immigrant? I have actual questions from the citizenship test. These are questions that people have to answer to get U.S. citizenship. I'm going to ask them to you, Chuck Sauce, who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Yes.
You were born a U.S. citizen, so you never had to take this test. Are you taking your citizenship for granted? Let's find out.
For granted?
For granted?
For Hugh Grant?
For Hugh? Are you taking your citizenship for Hugh Grant? You know how hard Hugh Grant had to work to get his citizenship?
I liked him in the D&D movie. Did you see him?
He was great in that.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
That's how he got his citizenship.
He rolled for it.
He rolled for it. He got a nat 20.
Oh, my God.
All right. Here's a question for you. What does the Constitution do? This is a real question from the naturalization examination.
Thank you for asking that question. The Constitution, or more specifically, the Constitution of the United States of America.
All right, stop filibustering.
Is an amended Bill of Rights. So the Constitution has...
I'll give that to you. Okay. It protects... You got there. It protects the rights of Americans. All right. The idea of self-government is in the first three words of the Constitution. What are those words? What are the first three words of the Constitution?
The first three words of the Constitution is a reversion of the Articles of Confederation, and it's very similar.
No, you're veering. You're
definitely
veering off
not.
Topic.
All right, hold on.
What are the first three words of the Constitution?
We the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, and ensure domestic tranquility. Ah!
You had me at we the people.
The we looks dope, dude.
What is one of the rights or freedoms protected by the First Amendment?
The First Amendment is the freedom of speech.
Yeah, that's great. Very good.
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, here's a good one. How many senators are there?
Oh, so we have 50 states. Each state gets two senators. We have 100 senators.
Very good, Chuck.
Woo, baby.
Name one branch of the government.
The judicial.
Judicial is absolutely correct. Judicial is like the
Supreme executive
part.
And the legislative, baby.
We have, yeah, exactly. We have the executive.
Three
branch,
enemas of
the
state is what we have. They're all fucking terrible.
Now, here.
They're all the fucking worst, Vincent Foti.
Now,
judges do not like you.
What stops one branch of government from becoming too powerful? This is a little outdated because we don't have this anymore.
You mean the, well, it's a balance of power, the three of them.
Yeah, the separation of powers and also checks and balances.
Yeah, because it's three of them. It's not
so
one.
So back in the day, if you're a little bit younger, you might not remember this, but
for some reason, right during the Clinton years and solidified during the Bush years.
We used to have this thing called checks and balances where, like, let's say the president committed a crime.
More specifically, war crimes.
Or tried to commit, like, a coup.
Treason, felon, a coup.
They used to get in trouble for something like that. We don't have that anymore, but it was cool.
So they had checks and balances in the 80s, but like, one gave a shit about
checks
Reagan.
And balances. That's so retro.
And then pretty much Clinton and Bush destroyed any possibility of there being a legitimate balance.
We elect a U.S. senator for how many years? How long do we elect? How long is a U.S. senator's term?
Six.
That is correct.
Okay. Wow. Okay, cool.
Woo! All right. Now, here's a good one. Name one of your U.S. senators for your state.
Ooh. Well, I identify as a Connecticut, and I still say Richard Blumenthal.
No, you are registered to vote, and you live in Hawaii. You pay taxes in Hawaii. Name a Hawaii senator. I can name one.
Hold on a second. No, I don't know anybody.
I think it's Schatz. That guy Schatz. I remember because it sounds like Schatz, he went poo poo.
Schatz, right? Yeah.
Schatz.
Schatz.
Pretty good. Another one is name one of your U.S. representatives. I don't think I can name a representative. Do you know the governor's name?
Green?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Green. I know the gov.
It's like Brian Green, or what did you say, Diane?
Dr. Green.
Hey guys, this is Vince from the future. I mean, not your future, but our future from the past. Anyway, I was editing the episode and I realized that part of the recording got corrupted somehow. So all you really missed was Chuck correctly answering a question about the Secretary of the Interior and us drunkenly rambling about Ben Franklin being a serial killer. Anyway, we're going to cut to the end of the episode. Enjoy.
Chuck Seth Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by Leonardo DiCaprio's Guillotines Get Decapitated with DiCaprio. Our first question comes this week from Mandy in Chicago, Illinois. Mandy wants to know, Budapest is the capital of what country? Budapest.
Hungary.
Hungary is correct. Very good.
It's actually
right.
Two parts of the city, Buda and Pest, and the river goes through.
Is it really Budapest? Because I hear people say Budapest. That's how it's spelled, but I also hear Budapest.
You're the pest.
You the pest.
Yeah, I'm the Buddha, you the pest.
Okay.
Buddha and the pest.
Okay.
Buddha question and the two. Pest on KAKU.
Yeah, morning drive time radio. It's Buddha and the pest.
Buddha and the pest.
Okay.
Are you feeling hungry?
There's another alternate universe where that is our show.
Hey.
All right. Derek, and feeling hungry? Tune in to Buddha and the Pest.
All right.
On KEKU 88.5. Derek in Sacramento wants to know, John Lithgow played an alien in what 90s sitcom?
What is Third Rock from the Sun?
Third Rock from the Sun is absolutely correct. And our third question is always a sports question. Our third question comes from Dean in Haiku. He wants to know, what is the name of Tampa Bay's hockey team? Tampa Bay has a hockey team.
Why are they playing hockey in Florida? So stupid. The Tampa Bay hockey team is called the O-Lingers.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, Thunderbolts and Lightning. Very, very frightening.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy, baby. Thanks for tuning in this and every week. I'll be on vacation next week. I'm Chuck Sauce. Thanks for tuning in to the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Thanks for supporting local truth networks like the Biscuits and Gravy Show and all the other wonderful, high-quality, highbrow entertainment we have here on KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui.
Of gravy.
And from me to you, aloha!